Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, your previous decision to leave a situation was not a mistake. It wasn't poorly timed. You may feel like you're on barren ground spiritually, but that's precisely the foundation the Apostle Paul spoke of, a foundation built on nothing else. Building on someone else's foundation only brings trouble. You haven't strayed from me, and you're not toiling in vain. This is a turning point, a shift from the arduous planting season where you felt like you were pounding seeds into concrete. Those days are over. Remember, I am the God who offers the easy yoke and the burden light. Not only that, I also ordain those who preach the gospel should live by the gospel. I'm not a provider of handouts, nor do I exploit my workers. Provision is coming. I see people coming and throwing the money at my feet, and I'm scooping it up and throwing it at your feet. People will come. Growth is imminent. Don't focus on your circumstances. Focus on me, for I'm actively establishing, increasing, and blessing your work. Even what seems fruitless before will flourish now. You'll be called back to reap a bountiful harvest. Prophets and teachers will be raised up among you. Your ministry will be like Antioch, a place of dedicated worship where my spirit sends some out and welcomes some in. Just like Silas and Agabus came from Jerusalem, others will come from modern-day equivalents to join you. They'll leave established ministries to come be willing workers by your side. However, there will be one who arrives claiming a prophetic calling, tearing down and disrupting everything, all in the name of what he thinks his ministry is. While his words may seem right at times and his presence impactful, he's immature and he's unprepared. Do not allow him to harm the flock with his unrefined zeal. Don't argue. He's a smooth talker with a sharp mind. Refuse him and tell him to submit to your ministry or move on. If he submits, I'll bless him. If he leaves, he'll face a prolonged season of wandering. Know this, says the Father. I'm working with you. You are not alone. The best is yet to come. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you